Community partners are teaming up with the town to make Turner Valley's final New Year's Eve party extra special. To celebrate the new year, and the amalgamation between Turner Valley and Black Diamond, Turner Valley's Flair and Derrick Community Hall will be hopping on December 31st from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. Bridget Lacey, with the town of Turner Valley, said the usual family favorites like wagon rides, face painting, dancing and outdoor skating will be free of charge from 5 p.m. until the fireworks go off at 8 p.m. rather than ending at 8 p.m. However, the party will be extended past midnight to celebrate the official beginning of the town of Diamond Valley. When the clock strikes 12, Turner Valley and Black Diamond will become the town of Diamond Valley. We wanted to extend the event longer, Lacey said, to have an event that would go through the midnight hour. With a small staff, the town reached out to community groups for help pushing the party past midnight. The Turner Valley-based Diamond Valley Sustainable Living Center stepped in to take the reins from 8 p.m. until the party ends at 1 a.m., and is putting on the Diamond Valley Dazzle Games Night Gala. The center said the celebration marks a momentous occasion for the newly minted town of Diamond Valley, and invites the community to join in to make it a night to remember. As a nonprofit focused toward environmental sustainability, the center provides educational and apprenticeship opportunities and promotes activities aimed at enhancing quality of life in Diamond Valley. Larry Kapustka, chair of the center, said they will be accepting donations at the door of the Flair and Derrick, and are raising funds for general costs as well as for a scholarship that is being developed with Oilfields School in honor of the late Larry Ashmore, a founding member of the group. The group will host a cash bar, stocked with drinks from local brewers and distillers, and will have charcuterie boards for purchase. Besides dancing and prizes, board games and Minute to Win It type games will be on tap all night, and people are welcome to bring their favorite board game or card game. Although not required, people can bust out their formal wear, costumes or masquerade masks, if they wish. Prizes will be on the line for game winners, best costumes, most diamonds, in an outfit, and best dancers. Lacey said in a small town, volunteers and sponsors are crucial to putting on these types of events. The town can only do so much, we can only put on so much of a show on our own, she said. It really comes down to the community to make these big community events happen. Other groups involved include the Foothills Lions Club and the First Oilfield Scout, Cubs. The town's portion of the festivities are also supported by sponsors. There's so many great groups in the community, Lacey said. Volunteers are being sought to help throughout the night, and a volunteer portal will be set up on the town's website where people can sign up online. I think it's going to be a fun event, Kapustka said, adding there is energy in the community with amalgamation looming. Also, there is still time for sponsors or local organizations to get involved. Lacey said the night will be a special occasion that will go down in history as the day the town became amalgamated.